The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 28, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Parhagu Vata, Brahmadaya Suragana, Munayuta Siddhya. Sattvai katanagatayu bachasang prabhahai naradhitam purudhanai radunati pitru kim tushtamarahati sami pari rugrajati. So, ugrajati means demonic family, passionate, ugra. There are three qualities within this material world. Therefore, it is said, gunavai, daivihi esa gunavai. Gunavai means three gunas. Three modes of material nature. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, and Tama-gun. So, our mind is jumping. Everyone knows the nature of the mind. Sometimes accepting one thing, again rejecting it. Sankalpa vikalpa. This is the quality of the mind, or nature of the mind. Sometimes the mind is jumping over satogon, sometimes on the rajogon, sometimes on the tamogon. In this way, we are getting different types of mentality. In this way, at the time of death, the mentality which is just at the moment of leaving this body will carry me to a different body of satogun, rajogun, tamogun. This is a way of transmigration of the soul. Therefore, we have to train up the mind until we get the another body. That is the art of living. So if you train up your mind simply to think of Krishna, then you are safe. Otherwise, there is chance of accident. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he does not belong to this platform of mental speculation, he is nitya-siddha. Savai mana krishna padaravindaya. Practice this. Very simple thing. Krishna is here, we see the deity daily, and see the lotus feet of Krishna. Fix up your mind in that way, then you are safe. Very simple thing. Ambarish Maharaj, he was also a great devotee. He was king, very responsible person, politics, but he practiced in such a way that he fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Mahadevana Gata Sapantha, We can learn Krishna consciousness perfectly well if we follow the Mahajans, great personality, who are devotees of the Lord. They are called Mahajans. Jana means person. Just like in ordinary way, in India, a person is called Mahajan who is very rich. So this Mahajan means one who is rich in devotion and service. He is called Mahajan. Mahajana jena vatasya pantha. So we have got Ambarish Maharaj, we have got Prajhat Maharaj, there are many, many kings, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, they are others here. So Krishna consciousness actually, it is meant for very great personalities. Imam vivasati rūgam prattamāna avambayam vivasyāna manave prāho manu uthāta vibhaya evam paramprātātam imam rājari sayogidhu. Actually, sastra is not for the lower class, for highly learned brahmanas and highly elevated kshatriyas. And the vaishyas and the shudras, they are not expected to become very learned in sastra, but being directed by proper brahmana and kshatriya, they are also perfect. The first perfect class, munayo, as it is said, sattaika kāna gatayu munayo. Great sages, generally, great sages mean brahmana, vaiṣṇava. They are situated on the satogon by devotion and service. Rather, some of whom cannot touch nastha prayesu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sriyoya. Say, bhadra and avadra, good and bad. So, the rajagun and tamagun is bad, and satagun is good. If we are situated, as it is said, sattaigatānagatayo, if we are always situated on the satagun, then everything is clear to you. Satagun means prakāsa. Everything is clear, full knowledge. And rajagun is not clear. The example is given, just like wood, there is fire. But the first symptom of fire, wood, you will find smoke. When you set fire in the wood, first of all, smoke. So, smoke, first of all, wood, then smoke, then fire. And from fire, when you engage the fire for fire sacrifice, that is ultimate. Everything coming from the same source, from earth, the wood is coming, from wood, the smoke is coming, from smoke, the fire is coming, and fire when engaged in fire sacrifice, saha, then it is proper use of fire. Yeah. If one stays in the wood platform, that is completely forgetful. When one stays in the smoke platform, there is little light. When one is staying in fire platform, there is full light, and when the light is engaged in Krishna self, there is perfect. We have perfect light. So Prahlad Maharaj is Vaishnava. Vaishnava qualification is Trinadupi Sunitena Tarurupi Sahishnuna Amarina Madhadena Kitanyasa. Vaishnava is always humble. Meekana. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is powerful, but it's still he is very meek and humble. Here is the sign. Prahlad Maharaj is so qualified that immediately Lord Rishambhadev put his hand on the head. My dear child, he has suffered so much. Now be pacified. This is Prahlad Maharaj's position. Immediately. Accepted by the Lord. But he is thinking, I'm so low born in the family of passionate family, Ugrajat. He is not proud that now Nishinadev has touched my head. Who is like me? I am the greatest person. This is not Vaishnava. Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Caitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself neech jati, neech karma, neech sangha. I am born a very low grade family and my duties are also very low grade. And my association also was low. Sanatana Goswami was born in a very respectable Brahmana family. But because he accepted the service of Mahometan king, actually he lost his whole Brahminical culture. He did not lose, but superficially it appeared, because he was mixing with the Mahometans, eating with them, sitting with them, talking with them. But he gave up. Tatta tu namase samandala padhidane sadatut. He understood what I am doing. I am committing suicide. Janiya suniya duso khainu. Narottama Das Thakur says, I am taking poison. Unknowingly one may take poison. But if knowingly one takes poison, that is very difficult. So Narottama Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Vifale Janama Bohain. Manushya janama paiya, Radha Krishna Rama Jiya, Janiya Suniya Dusha Khaya. So, we are trying to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. But still, the people do not take to this Krishna consciousness movement. Then he is drinking poison, going. He is drinking poison. That's a fact. It is not that we are imagining something, theorizing. They are charging up, brainwash.
Yes,
it is brainwash. It is all the dirty things, stools, are there in the brain, and you are trying to wash them. That is all. Sindhadam sapata krishna punya sarana kirtana riddantasya avadrani vidhunati suyisana. The vidhunati, this word is there. Vidhunati means washing. As you are hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, the process is vidhunati washing. Actually it is brainwashing. But for good, washing is not bad. These youngsters, they do not know. They are thinking, so you are making me purified, or you are very dangerous. This is it. Mukhaya upadesha hi pratupaya matanta. To a rascal, if you give good advice, he becomes angry. Mukhaya upadesha hi pratupaya matanta. Already, payapanam bhujanganam kevalam bhujabandhanam. It's less quality. Man is very dangerous. Janakapani has said, sarpakrura palakrura sarpata kuratara phala manto sadivasa sarpa alakena nivara. There are two envious living entities. One is a snake, black snake, and one is a human being with the quality of black snake. You cannot see any good things. Sarpakrula. The snake is envious without any fault. He bites. A snake is there on the street, and if you happen to pass by him, he becomes so angry into this bite. This is the snake's nature. Similarly, there are persons like the snake. Without any fault, they will appear. There are the snake. But Ganapapani said that this black snake is less harmful than the man snake. Why? That this black snake, by chanting some mantra or by some herb, he can bring him under your control. But this man snake, you cannot. It is not possible. So, there will be, this Hiranyakashipu is also described by Kuldhar Maharaj as a snake. When Nrisimhadev is so angry, so he will say later on that modeta sadhurati vishtika sarpahatya. My Lord, you were very much angry on my father. Now he's finished. So there is no more reason for your remaining angry. Be pacified. Nobody is unhappy for killing my father. Be sure. So there is no cause of anger. These demigods, Rama, Brahma and others, they are all your servants. I am also your servant. So now, the envious snake is killed, everyone is happy. So he gave this example that Mode to Sadhu Rupi Mishtikasapko Hetya. Sadhu, a saintly person, never liked killing of any living being. They are not happy even a small ant is killed. They are not happy. Why? And but to speak of others. Even a small ant. Paradukha dukhi. It may be an ant, insignificant. But at the time of death, he has suffered. A Vaishnava is unhappy. Why? An ant should be killed. This is paradukha dukhi. But such Vaishnava is happy when a snake and a scorpion is killed. Mode to sadhu rupi vishtikasa prahatya. So, everyone is happy when the snake or the scorpion is killed, because they are very, very dangerous. Without any form, they bite and create havoc. So, there are these snake-like persons, they are envious about our movement, and they are opposing. That is the nature. Prahlad Maharaj also was opposed by his father for the sake of others. These things will happen, but we should not be disappointed, as Prahlad Maharaj never became disappointed, although he was teased in so many ways. He was also attacked with poison. He was thrown among the serpents, and he was thrown from the hill. He was put under the feet of elephant. In so many ways. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us that do not be disappointed. Tolerant more than the tree. Concerning meek and humble more than the grass. These things will happen. In one life, if we execute our Krishna consciousness attitude, if there is suffering little, don't mind. Go on with Krishna consciousness. Don't be disappointed or hopeless. If there is some trouble, that is encouraged by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Ārama pāyina nitya tāna tithi khaskavā. My dear Arjuna, even if you feel some pain, this bodily pain, it comes and goes. Nothing is permanent. You don't care for this thing. Go on with it. This is the instruction of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj is the practical example. Our duty is to follow the footprints of such persons, like Prahlad Maharaj. The Prahlad Maharaj, such an exalted personality, the authority, he is so humble. He says, Kinto tumar hati same hari rukta jate. I am born in a very ferocious family. Suddenly, I have inherited the quality of my father and my family, demonic family. And persons like Lord Brahma and others, demigods, they could not satisfy the Lord. And what I shall do? Vaishnava, things like that. Vaishnava Prahlad Maharaj, although he transcendental, nitya-siddha, his thinking identifies himself with his self. That's why Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not entering in the Jagannath temple. The same thing 500 years ago. They did not allow anyone except Hindus in the Jagannath temple. The same thing is still going on. But Haridas Thakur never by four enters. He thought himself, yes, a low-grade person, born in low-grade family, why to register the pujaris and others who are directly engaged with Jagannath. No. Sanatana Goswami, he did not go near the temple gate. He thought himself, by touching me, the pujaris will be impure, better I cannot go. But Jagannath himself was coming to see him daily. This is the position of devotees. Devotee is very humble. But to prove the devotee's quality, the Lord takes care. Odeya pradhyani nani bhakta parasya. So it will always depend on Krishna's assurance in any circumstances, any dangerous position. Krishna, avasya dhakti ve Krishna vishyatapa. This is surrender. Surrender means, what of the I say means, full faith in Krishna. That in execution of my devotion and service, there may be so many dangers, but because I have taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, I am safe. This faith must be strong. Samasita di padaparlavam bravam mahatpadam punna dato mudari. Bhavan buddhi vatsa padama parama padama 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 javi budana desa. Padama padama javi budana desa. Vipodana means dangerous position. Padam padam, every state in this message of one. But not desa, not for the devotee. Padama padama javi budana. This is the one Bhagavatam. Even from literary point of view, so it does. So Prahlad Maharaj, just like Kaviraj Goswami, he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita and presenting himself. He said, Purisel ki thaitre moise lohishta, jagai madhai thaitre moise papishta, more naam jai vay tar punna kha. Like the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he presents himself the lighter than the one in this tube. Purise ki saite murise lau. And in Chaitanya Lila, Jagai Madhai, two brothers are supposed to be much thankful. But he was also, they were also delivered. Kaviraj Goswami said, I am more sinful than the Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai Vaishya Munita Padre. More naam jai loy tar punna kha. I am so low-grade that if somebody takes my name, whatever little fire, action is there, he is lost. It is very difficult. And Sanatana Goswami presenting himself, means jati, means karma, means sam. They are not artificial, the question of actually things like that. He is never proud of, and just opposite number Oh, I am not this, I am not this, he is different to me. I am so weak, I am so weak, and that is the thing. So we have to learn the phenomenology of the Krishna, follow the Krishna Krishna, and follow the footprints of Prahlada Maharaj, and then purely we shall be accepted by making knowledge Krishna without any failure. Thank you very much.